Now, let's move on to our final area of body English. Now, once again, body English doesn't sound like there's that much to do with actually speaking in a feminine or masculine voice. But you'll find that the soul gets moving when you're putting everything together, body and mind. When everything's working together in tandem, in harmony, it accentuates, it enhances what you're saying and enhances what you're doing. In other words, the body English supports a feminine voice supports feminine body English, and the two of them work together to create the entire aura that you want. Now, as you've been watching me, you've noticed that I've done an awful lot of things with my hands. I've gone like this, I've gone like that, I've gone like that. Okay, it's not just for show. It's not just to have feminine movements when people see me in person, but it's also to help guide my use of the voice. Women talk with their hands a lot more than men do. There's a connection, a mental connection, between being sing-songy in your voice and using your hands to visually describe what's going on. There's a grace to it. Each one supports the other. And when you're trying to talk on the phone to someone and sound feminine, if you put your hands at your side and try to sound feminine, unless you have a lot of practice, it's really hard to just stare straight ahead and talk on the phone and sound feminine, because you have more of a flow, more of a dance-like quality, more of a dynamic range and a smooth enunciation in the intonations. And all of this gives way to a very graceful dance-like feeling to your voice. But that dance-like feeling is based on rhythm. It's based on syncopation. It's based on sub-themes and harmonics. And when you're using one hand or two hands, you're supporting those harmonics. You're supporting those rhythms. You're nurturing them, helping to build the envelope of your voice. And you'll find that as you're trying to do your valley girl and you're beginning to work your way into having the proper level of speaking, that using the affectations of your hands and your arms and your legs and leaning forward when you're talking and throwing yourself back and cocking your head and doing all the things that you would do femininely, that will support your voice. Similarly, using the proper kind of voice with all of the things we've talked about will support the feminine movements. Each one creates the other, and hand in hand they create a total feminine package.